1160 The Quest presents Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults.
We can talk about them right now. We can forget this episode and just like hash this out. I'll ask all the questions, Chloe. This is the thing. Listen, okay, so I teach a theology of the body class to high schoolers, and I have for years said to the girls in my class, ladies, one day when you have a guy you're really interested in, like dating him seriously, marrying him, whatever, have him take me on a date. They take me out for chicken wings. He usually go chicken wings. And then I tell him, I'm going to ask all the awkward questions, and I do. I spend like 2 hours talking to these guys. I'm like, what's up? When's the last time you looked at porn? Hey, what's up? What do you feel? How do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? It's the best. So you let me know if you want me to check out Stuart.
Okay.
I'll ask all those questions. It'll be great.
Keep that in mind.
Okay. Oh, we're on air. Perfect.
I'm sorry. That was right. Too good of a conversation, dude.
Like, it was only about 3 seconds. Not the early stuff, guys. It was
wow.
But the offer stands, Chloe. All right. Let me know.
Thank you.
I feel like, I don't know. I just feel good about it.
Yeah, you should, but yeah. Welcome to Honest to God.
Welcome to Honest to God, a production of The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. Super pumped to be here. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We got a great show today.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Threw you off a little bit. I keep looking at you, but they can't see you right now.
They can't see me. We need some prayers over here at Honest to God, but I'm invisible. I'm still here.
Did you go to Starbucks?
He got John Cena syndrome.
So, I'll talk about Starbucks.
Producer Julian.
Well, no, here's the thing. I did break up with Starbucks, but then they renounced their wokeness.
No, they didn't. Did they really?
They did, yes. They renounced their wokeness, so we got back together.
Is that true?
Yeah, so now we're dating again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of dating.
But the biggest thing was I cashed in a bunch of my hotel points because I'm not going to travel forever, and they gave me like 20 free drinks. So I've got like Starbucks for the next half a year if I go once a week.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. I thought that Starbucks was just too far gone over the cliff. I had no idea.
No.
Tractor Supply. Did you read Tractor Supply's renunciation of all their wokeness?
Did they really?
Oh, it was like... awesome.
Good.
It was like, we're so sorry, we'll never do it ever again. And not only that, but we also don't care about the environment anymore. Like, they went too far, and I was like, dude, calm down. Like, they did. They like jumped the shark a little bit with their apologizing.
Bud Light's next.
You think, I never drank Bud Light to begin with, but
it's gross.
Forever.
Well, it was too much of a gamble. Because they got woke, and then a lot of people started stopped drinking them, and then, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I changed my feet and seat from Tractor Supply, the local guy, which I like better anyway.
Oh.
And it's cheaper.
Win-win.
Yeah. Big shout out, by the way, this episode of Honest to God is brought to you by Tucker Milling Company. Tucker Milling Company, it's cheaper than the crap at Tractor Supply. Check it out.
Is that their slogan? Cheaper than the crap?
It ought to be. It's great. I mean, all I really care about are protein percentages and stuff like that.
I think most of what we feed our chickens is just our leftovers.
Oh, dude. Literally, as I drove away today, my son was carrying a giant thing of like watermelon rinds out to dump.
Mm-hmm.
Out to the chickens. So, all right, anyway, we're not talking about chickens today. We're talking about dating.
Mm-hmm.
How not to ask somebody out, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought in Chloe. She's an expert. She's all the way, we just imported her all the way from Athens.
Athens, yeah. Actually, shout out to some of our Athens listeners. It's on Athens Catholic Radio.
Yeah,
so now
Athens
we've got
Catholic
an Athens
Radio.
Native.
Awesome.
And me and my single brother are obviously professional in this topic.
We're not asking you any questions, Jake. We're going to focus on Chloe the entire show today.
Yeah,
we're just I'm just kidding. No, it's going to be great. I'm excited about it. Get in all that. But before we do that, we're going to have to pray. So, you guys, anybody want to volunteer? I'm going to throw it out. You got it?
Yeah,
all right,
got
Luke,
it.
We're ready when you are.
All right, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all of these lovely people that have come to Honest to God. Thank you for our host, John Henry. Thank you for our tech specialist, Julian. Thank you for my brother Jake, and for our other panelist Chloe, and also thank you for myself allowing all of us to get here safely. We ask you that the conversation here be fruitful. We ask that the conversation be funny and entertaining. We ask you to bless all of our listeners today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Holy Spirit.
Bless the Holy Spirit. Amen. Awesome. We got a great show today. We're going to get into all the stuff, but we're going to open up fun facts. You guys are vets, so you just always want a piece. Chloe, what's Chloe giving us? Two, three?
I think Chloe should give three. Did anybody tell you about fun facts? If I did, that's my bad.
Fun facts? Oh,
yeah, okay.
You've watched enough shows, right?
Right.
She's constantly watching.
Well, yes. I have an idea. Since me and Luke would typically give three, but we only have to give one, that's two from me and two from him. So her three plus our four would be seven fun facts.
We're going to spend the rest of the episode doing Chloe fun facts.
That doesn't sound like girl math, right?
No,
I give one, my brother gives one, so that's two.
See, I take issue every time I hear the word girl math. I do that all the time.
He gives up two.
Hush. What
I'm constantly that? Doing oh, that gosh. With like I have cash in my pocket or what that doesn't count. That's not real right. money. And then yeah, I saved money on this and I'm gonna spend it over here. So I get it. I get the girl math.
Best example right. I heard of girl math was we should go on a cruise because I will spend less money at Target if I'm on a cruise.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense actually.
That is so true. That's
so true. Technically true.
I'm about to go to Africa for my thing, my hunting thing. Oh. And I've been squirreling away cash for a long time and making a lot of like justifications for why it's okay for me to get cash back for $50 to put in my little jar that's been filling for the past few months. Yeah. All right. But anyway, we're not talking about girl math. We're talking about fun facts. So start with you, Jake, whenever you're ready.
I'm an up and coming voice actor.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're making that up. Is that true?
No, it is.
No, it's true. He's taking professional
no
voice acting
way.
Lessons.
That's really cool for voice acting in particular.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. Like, what are you going to use that for?
Well, I'm really interested in doing some, like, indie cartoon, independent production cartoons, maybe a commercial or two if I have
cool.
to. I'm also considering doing audiobook readings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those two.
That's awesome. Yeah, you could be like you can be like Mark Hamill, the world's worst actual actor, but a really good voice actor. Yeah, we are not friends or fans of Mark Hamill on this show. As everyone knows, we have a run-and-gun feud with Mark Hamill.
Oh, really?
He keeps trying to come on the show, and we keep having to tell him no. Like, we're not a
fan. It's like the opposite of our Jeff Goldblum thing.
Right, yeah.
Listen,
yeah,
Jeff, we love Jeff.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he keeps getting scheduled, but traffic,
stuff come
misses
up.
Flights.
This is,
yeah,
this is what it would be like. This Jesus fella, he's really great.
Well, I just real quick as an aside before we move on to Luke's, Mark Hamill, please leave us alone. You're not going to be on the show ever. We don't want you on the show. Quit bugging us. What you got, Luke?
So I technically can't say where I work, but I make airplanes.
That's a cool fun fact.
I'm not allowed to disclose on public media outlets that where I work.
And for the record, this is AM Catholic Radio, meaning
that's right, yeah.
huge reach.
So the people
my fun fact is I make airplanes that make things go boom. So
cool.
Right. So nobody at the CIA, DOD, or FBI is listening now, but they might be because I just triggered the algorithms and now they're all listening.
Which is awkward because this episode is brought to you live from Tehran. Yeah, which is kind of uncomfortable, but that's okay. All right, Chloe, what you got? You owe us three. Just three.
Three. Okay, my first fun fact is that I drive a manual car.
Heck yeah, that is a fun fact.
Which is really fun.
Anti-theft device.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice. I just Especially leave my happens. Car unlocked all the time. My second fun fact, I guess, would be that I played semi-pro soccer for a season.
Ooh. No way. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. And then my third fun fact is that I'm studying to be an opera singer.
So. Those were all really, you were an incredibly interesting person, Stuart. She's really great. That's really awesome. So you're currently studying to be an opera singer.
Yes.
Like, that's what you want to do.
Yes.
Sick. Man, I wish we could bully her into singing. Yeah, it would be ridiculous. But
people ask me all the time, so.
That's really neat. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. My fun fact is that I've known Chloe for, I think, now 4 years.
Four years.
Yeah. We met at a Knights of Columbus event.
How do you know, like, every panelist that comes on here?
How do you think?
That's how we get most of them.
Yeah.
That's super cool. All right. I really like to sing. I'm not much of a singer. I really like it. It's off-brand, but I really like show tunes. Big fan of show tunes. Mm. Yeah, speaking of which, Newsies.
Newsies, that's Check right. Yeah, Catholic-owned Lolex production company. Newsies coming up. We're trying to get everybody that's here today to come to the show. Producer Julian's acting in the show. I have a speaking role, my first speaking role ever in a show.
Nice.
Yeah.
A lot of that when I was a kid. A lot of the in high school and stuff. I'd love
to get your information afterwards so I can go check that out.
Yeah, no, you should. Yeah, definitely.
He's not. I'm just kidding.
I will go.
You're going to go?
Speaking of
Chloe,
dating, I've been thinking of a dating idea.
It's a great, like, for date night opportunity.
I'm a Julian fan.
That's all I'm saying. Like, it'd be great to go with someone else on a date to see Newsies starring Julian.
No, not starring Julian.
Starring Julian. It's a one-man production of Newsies. He plays all the characters.
I am the antagonist, though.
Oh, so. That's good.
Who are you?
His name's Snyder.
Snyder.
Of course, you love Snyder.
Yeah.
Snyder's his favorite character.
Yeah.
Right, he's the only character I know, so yeah.
Speaking of going on dates to see Newsies, I've got it on good authority that this episode of Oscar is actually about dating.
About dating,
yeah.
Yes.
So yeah. I want to get into all of that. Kind of big picture. I think the specifics were how to ask somebody out in general. And I am obviously an expert on this. I haven't asked anybody out in about 16 years. That girl said yes. And then we broke up. And then about a month later, I asked her out again, and she said yes again, right? Which is pretty cool.
Right.
And now she's pregnant with my sixth child.
Nice. So,
well, I guess you were pretty good at it.
It's working
she
out.
She said yes both times.
I feel really good about it.
But you're married, right?
Yeah, we're okay, married. Yeah. To each other. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have been for 14 years now. Yeah.
See, I've been dating my wife. I just always ask her on dates. So I'm always in practice.
I've been taking her to prom. Like in my high school, because I work at high school, right? So I've been taking her to prom. And I like ask her for prom and everything. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you make a sign? Like
I need to.
You should.
A promposal.
The signs are great, but you still have to say the words. That's the thing I always tell the boys. Like, it's great. Yeah. I'll make you keep a busy little sign, knock yourself out.
And then you have to.
You still have to say, will you go to prom with me?
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. So I want to start kind of just big picture that topic. How to, how not to. Hey, Chloe, have you ever been asked out on a date?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It went wrong.
Not the date, the asking out.
The asking out.
Well, no, I want to hear the actual words.
The actual words?
Yeah, let's say there were a strapping, handsome, blonde fellow with good Germanic genes and, just a great everything going on. And he were to walk up to you and say, hey, Chloe, I want to go out with you. What would that look like?
Well, actually, we were at a friend's wedding.
Okay.
But we're friends with the couple, mm-hmm. Will and Julia. And, I went to sit outside because I was getting really hot and mm-hmm. I just got overwhelmed. So I went and sat outside and he came and sat out with me and we were like sitting on this porch. It was raining. We're in rocking chairs. It was really nice. And we talked for like an hour mm-hmm. and I told him that I was planning to move states, which I was for a minute and I'm not anymore.
Cool. Yeah.
And there was like this long silence and then he said, well, this might seem really selfish of me, but I really like you and I'd like to take you on a date. And so I was like, oh, well, how could I say no to that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So he admitted humility at first. He was pointing out what he was doing first.
The part that I liked best was that he said very straightly, like, I like you, and I would like to take you on a date. That was like, that was perfect.
That's beautiful. So, yeah. I like that. Man, that guy seems great.
Yeah. I can almost see what kind of a gentleman he is. Like, almost I can
almost
see him in my mind's
him.
Eye.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. I like it. Now, let's, I don't know, guys, I don't know your extensive dating experience, Luke and Jake, but do you have anything to add from what sounds like a pretty incredibly awesome asking somebody out?
So, I've been on a few dates. I've never actually had a long relationship because usually I'd only go like one or two dates and that's it. But the first time I actually went on a date, I forgot to establish that it was actually a date.
Oh,
I
gosh.
Said, let's hang out, which is something you should never do.
Lame.
Yeah. Oh. And then she took it the wrong way, and then she said, oh, I only think of you as a friend. I don't really want to date you. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you see, that's not her putting you in the friend zone. You put yourself there.
I put myself there.
That's
right.
Peeve.
That's exactly right.
what's your pet peeve?
That's my pet peeve is when a guy says, let's hang out.
Hey,
and
man,
then expects
what
you to.
What does that mean?
Hey, girl, you want to hang out?
It expects you to think it's
coffee.
A date.
Right.
How am I supposed to know?
Yeah.
Say it's a date.
Establish your
feelings.
Your purpose and what you're feeling and what your plans are, what your intentions are.
Okay, so I want to break down what Chloe mentioned earlier, which was clearly top-notch, A-plus level.
Absolutely.
Asking out. And I want to walk through those steps one more time. Did you know this guy? Let's give him a name.
How about Stuart? I like the name Stuart.
I think of the mouse.
Oh.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Okay, Johnny.
Let's call him Johnny. All right, so when Johnny, like, let's walk through why you said, do you know Johnny before?
Yes.
You had met him before?
Yes.
So you hung out with him before?
Not alone, but we had been sort of in the same friend group mm-hmm. at our church. So he had been over to my house. Mm-hmm. We had hung out, like, at other people's houses. So, yeah, we knew each other well. We were both in choir together. So
there was already like a
pre-existing base relationship of like we were already friends.
And I apologize for being so like asking about all these details, but once again, I have no idea. All I hear are occasional horror stories from what the dating scene looks like. I think I've said before on air. I feel like I caught the last chopper out of Nam in regards to like dating when I married my wife. Like all of a sudden, like my buddies who are my same age but didn't get married for another couple of years, I'm just like looking as they're like shrinking into the distance, and I've like got a wife and we're having children and like have a stable, good relationship, and I'm just seeing like explosions metaphorically all around them of the hellscape that seems to be modern dating.
Right.
But most of what I hear about is like the exact opposite of what you were just saying, right? It's a lot of text messages.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of like I don't know, non-committal statements.
Yes.
I mean, they've even invented new words now, right? Like, we're talking. Like, I don't even know what that means.
The talking stage?
Yeah. What does that mean? I hear about it.
It's when you both kind of think that you're interested, but you don't know enough about each other to actually go on, like, a date yet.
Situationships. So,
like, what does that mean?
You got me there.
A situationship is when you both like each other, you both hang out, you go on dates, but you don't give yourselves a label because you don't want to commit.
Is that primarily because the man is a coward?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, that's my opinion.
Right. Big fan of Chloe over here. She's got great teeth, too. All right, I'm sorry. I apologize. There may or may not be a guy in the studio who Chloe is has an established relationship with.
Yeah, I like to picture Rolf from Parent Trap. You know, it's kind of.
Yeah, I was thinking Sound of Music.
I say Parent Trap? Sound of Music. Rolf from Sound of Music. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, Rolf,
yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Handsomest Nazi ever. I mean, Nazis are bad, but some of them are handsome. I can say that on the air.
That's right.
There's a lot of bad, handsome people out there.
Yeah, who can resist blonde hair, blue eyes?
And he turned out to be great, didn't he? Didn't Rolf turn out to be great?
Yeah. He's
great. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, he was a good guy. I was thinking more Ivan Drago. Rocky Four.
Rocky Four.
All right, I'm sorry. So I wanted to get in on that because this is what I blame it on. Once again, for my 30,000 foot, just kind of seeing it from the outside, I do have a lot of young guys, college age guys, guys out of college, right? Young men that I talk to a lot, I spend a lot of time with, grabbing wings and a beer or something with on a fairly regular basis. And maybe less like realized than assumed when I hear about a lot of the modern day relationship, whatever, especially entering into those, is there's a lot of guys who are just cowards and who are terrified of being told no, and so they act like wimps who don't have the backbone to say to a girl, hey, will you go out with me?
Yeah.
Fair, not fair, true, false, what do you think?
I mean, I've learned in from experience in the past, don't just ask to hang out or grab coffee or whatever. It sends the wrong message from the get-go. So recently, I've been way more direct. I've been like, hey, I think you're beautiful. I really like talking to you. Would you like to go on a date and grab some coffee?
You use the word date?
Yes. I intentionally use the word date every time.
Yeah. Cool.
The purpose, you see, the ideal version of a date is that you use the word date.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I'm sorry, going back to your rocking chair while the storm swept around behind you outside of a wedding, getting asked out. Did he use the word date?
Yes. Cool. Very specifically, yeah.
That's awesome! Okay, cool, we solved it. We're done. Yes. The rest of the show, I'm just going to talk about whatever I want to talk about.
I mean, I think that another thing that people can get worried about is that the word date implies something really expensive.
Oh, interesting.
And I think that's why a lot of people are like, oh, well, let's just get coffee because that's cheap. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, no, I mean, you can plan and actually think about a date that's fun. That doesn't cost anything.
Right.
You can go to a park. You can go out and have a picnic. You can make sandwiches and go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, you can go do things. You can go to a museum. That's free. You can go to, you can really go anywhere.
I have some free advice for you guys. Do you have a girlfriend right now?
I'm currently dating someone.
Oh, wait, what?
We've been on two dates. I'm planning a third right now.
So it's not an official girlfriend?
Not yet.
Is that a thing now? Do you have to ask specifically, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Is it
exclusive and you not assume?
Yeah, and I never assume she's just my girlfriend. I feel like that's a two-way street. Like, you open up the question and it's up to the both of you if you want to take that step in a relationship.
Well, how'd you ask her out?
I met through one of my dad's friends complicated. It's kind of like she said the guy knew a girl and girl knew a guy.
Okay, so far all I know is that is what it sounded like. She's one of your dad's friends. Yeah, so I assume she's 60.
My dad's friend's wife's cousin.
Great.
That's who I'm dating right now.
Mm-hmm.
We met through each other, through my dad's friend. Okay. And it was over text.
Over text?
Yeah, I know.
Luke, for shame, Luke.
I'm not proud of that, but it ended up
working.
Okay. The chance worked.
If it ain't broke.
Yeah, well, what did you do? You just...
I asked her... Well, first off, I didn't just ask her straight out.
Had you met her in person first?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
So we talked a bit on the phone. I think we talked for 2 days straight, nonstop conversation. And I asked her out on a date, the following weekend.
By text?
Yeah.
Luke.
Okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry. She does live 2.5 hours away, but...
And phone calls don't go that far. That's a good point.
That is true.
I'm sorry, Luke. I'm being mean. I'm sorry. I really don't know. True. I really have been removed for a long
learning.
Time.
I'm still learning. Yeah, it's been a while. That's great. But we went out on a date. We talked a lot. And I kind of have a thing where if I like how the date is going... Before the date's over, I'll go ahead and pop the question of like another date, like mm-hmm. the idea of another date. And she agreed to it. She agreed to another date, like another weekend following.
And you're driving, like you're doing like a.
We're meeting in the middle.
Oh,
We're kind of meeting in the middle somewhere. I've been finding some fun spots. I've also like.
What are you doing? What are your dates?
We grabbed morning coffee because I work evenings. Mm-hmm. On our first date. And then the second date, we went to a taqueria in town center. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly.
No, I like it.
Yeah, taqueria.
I like that. Alex Trebek.
Are you
taqueria?
No, I've taqueria.
Taqueria. Do not ever say that again.
That's not what it is. I'm positive.
Yeah, anyways. And I'm now thinking maybe go take her on a third date for the newsies.
Oh, do it.
Yeah, that's great smart. Date idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we've got about 7 minutes before break, and then we'll talk about something more tangible. But here's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. All right, I want to just throw out my rapid fire from 2 decades ago dating advice.
Do it.
And y'all tell me if it's terrible or not.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
2025.
Can I be really blunt?
I want you to be so blunt.
I'll be like, yes or no.
Yes.
Wrong.
Awesome. Movies are bad dates early on in a relationship.
Yes.
Score. Okay. I feel like we have talked about a lot of the other ones. Like you got to ask somebody out in person.
Facts.
I think.
Agreed.
Not by text.
True. Agreed.
Okay.
Wait, but I'm sorry. I have a question. What if, like, you've never met before and someone suggested you by friend or something, and they said they're looking for someone and you guys haven't actually met in the first place? Are you supposed to ask them out to hang out and then ask during the hangout?
I
think a good idea, like if you've never met the person before, and this is becoming more common because we're having an increasingly digital world develop, but if you've never met someone before, I think that you should ask to hang out either in a group setting or just like to meet them. And then, you know, if that all goes well, even if you've already talked with them, then you should ask for a proper date.
Okay.
Because I don't think a proper date on the first meeting is always a good idea. I don't know. I think it's better just to ask in person.
I like that.
But that's my opinion.
I've got more.
Okay.
Everything that you think is cheesy and campy is actually like wholesome and fun. Yes. And she's going to love it.
True.
Okay. Like picnics.
No idea.
Going out to, I don't know, to the laser light show.
Bowling.
Or the town. Bowling.
Is bowling. That- yeah. Bowling's fun.
Yeah. I just think anything that's like real and not what you're supposed, like, quote unquote, what you're supposed to do first date. Like, meals are great. Meals are great.
Yeah, meals are
but great. It's really fun. All the hokey campy stuff, it makes you seem cute and fun.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yes.
A walk around the lake.
Lake walks. Lake yes. walks are good.
Board games.
Yeah. Early dates especially need to be something that you can, like, physically do together, I think. Mm-hmm. That's, and once again, I love movies.
Kind of like a bonding
I'm a
experience.
Big cinephile. I love
anything
to sit down and watch a movie.
Anything team building is
but,
great.
Yeah.
Team building is great. Like if you have to solve
movies.
A problem together, if it's a rainy day,
escape
go to an
room.
Escape room.
Escape room.
Escape room is a great idea because then it's stressful and you get to see, like, when they're stressed.
I dig
which
that.
Which is good. You should watch them stressed out.
Okay, I like this a lot. Okay, I think those are all the ones I had. I'm glad to hear, though, that... things are mm-hmm. not vastly different than they were in 2011 gotcha. Or whatever. No, I got married in 2011. 2007.
To all the men out there, plan your dates. Don't just make something up mm-hmm. on the spot.
Oh,
oh yes,
plan them.
Absolutely. If you put all the pressure on a woman to plan a date, she will automatically not like you.
Mm.
And even if she doesn't admit it, she won't like you.
I forgot, this is the most important. And once again, I know you can be a modern woman, Chloe, and tell me that I'm wrong about this. I think it is literally almost mortally sinful. Not really, but of the same type
dramatic
for
much.
The guy to suggest in the slightest way or for the girl to volunteer to pay for anything.
True.
Yeah.
I've literally had dates go wrong because I wouldn't let her pay even no, half the bill.
Dude, congratulations. That's
yeah.
a freaking red
yeah,
bed
red
sheet
flag.
That
yes.
she's got up on.
That's
that is
dodging
red.
A bullet. That's
huge
not
yeah.
a big
that is
wrong.
A billboard.
I can understand where a woman is coming from, where mm-hmm. like you would want to pay for something, but you have to let men do what men do. Like,
yeah.
men want to be useful. Men want to have like something to contribute, and the woman can't contribute everything.
Yeah, like, you're doing him a favor, ladies, yeah, by letting him.
Yeah, it's
pay.
Not,
let him. Like, use his hard-earned money. Like, that's why men have jobs. They
that's
use
the only
it for
reason I got. I have a job, literally, is to take care of my wife and children. Yeah. It's the only reason that I work.
So, it's weird because, so you know the different love languages, like, you know, gifts, acts of service, mm-hmm, words of affirmation, all that. Mine's kind of reversed. I feel loved when people accept my gifts. Like, when I give to people, I feel like I'm loving them and they love me back. I'm not sure if that's, like, terribly, like, I buy love or anything, but, like, I like giving gifts to people. I like paying for people's meals. Like, literally the other day, I went by Waffle House at, like, 3 a.m., and there was, like, a couple of people there, and I just decided to pay their tab for them.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels good.
Such a good Samaritan.
No, it's good. I think the girl is doing a disservice to the guy if she doesn't want him, or she doesn't let him back.
Yeah.
Because he really, well, I think there's a part of her masculinity.
Of insecurity.
It's her ego.
I've been there before. Like, I have been there before. Where I have, like, wanted so badly to be, like, because society tells you, like, all these things, tells women, like, so much about, like, you know, you can't let a man, like, control your life.
Right.
You can't let him do everything for you because, you know, you have to prove yourself. You have to go get a job. You have to get your education. You have to do blah, 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 blah. And, like, when you get so mixed up in that, it's like, oh, if I let him pay, then I'm not showing that I can do it myself.
Spitting on the graves, like, of my feminist ancestors.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so it's like, you know, like, I have a lot of women even now in my life, like, you know, grandparents and relatives who are like, you have to go and have more experiences and you have to be able to, like, show that you can support yourself. Like, you have to be able to demonstrate that. It's like, I can do that.
Right.
Like, and I don't need to demonstrate it all the time. So
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I 100%.
You don't have to demonstrate it all the time, even if you have the capability to do it. Like, we all know that you can do it. You can do it. If you get kicked out of your house, you can get a job and support yourself. But
I've got another one that I just thought of. Sorry, that I want you to tell me if I'm right or wrong about.
Okay.
Going on with the cheesy wholesome activities thing. Mm-hmm. Opening doors, like opening car doors, all that stuff that you feel is like trite romantic comedy stuff. Do those things.
Yes, absolutely.
Do those things. Here, hokey thing I used to do all the time, right? And it might have been my mom who told me to do this. I would, every Thursday or something in college. Did Rachel go to that home ec class, that home ec elective?
Oh, she probably did, yeah.
It was
the
best, yeah. So the girls, a bunch of the girls would go to this home ec elective. They made food. It was great. And so every week I would go, and I would go to, like, Ingles and buy a bouquet of flowers, and I would be there, like, when she got out. And then I would walk her back to her dorm and usually eat, like, the hush puppies or whatever they made. And it was great. And years later, my wife is still like, that was the best. I look forward to that every week because I knew you were going to be there every single time. And it was really good.
Do you still open the car door?
As often as I can. Okay. I feel bad. Like, I literally apologize. And I do it for my daughters, too, because I want them to understand, like, no, this is, like, the level that you need
you
to be.
You set the standard for the type of men.
Girls should be confused when a guy doesn't open the door.
Yeah.
Like, it should be confusing.
I'm okay with them just, like, standing there awkwardly until
he... Like, you should just sit in the car until he opens.
Yeah.
Just wait.
All right, we've got to take a real quick break, and then we're going to be right back. We're going to dig into all of this and so much more. Thanks for being here, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is Honest to God, a production of Question, and it's Catholic Radio.
See you all soon.
That's perfect. Perfect time.
Right on.
More of Honest to God is coming up on AM 1160, The Quest.
Let's see. I have Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Paramount Plus, Spotify, and Apple Music.
Is that all?
Oh, and HBO Max.
There's nothing wrong with having streaming service subscriptions, but is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? Consider making the cost of one of those services to be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you.
And SiriusXM, too.
Please, prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
And now back to Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults on AM 1160 The Quest.
I mean, I can talk about gum disease
You know what?
That really gets people excited.
You know where we're going to start? We're going to start with the John Cusack and Don't You
Forget about me. That's good. And that's not long enough for copyright issues.
That's right. Yeah, fair use. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. I like it. All right, so off of air, y'all were like rapid firing some really good things that I want us to dig into for sure. But last time we started with like great asking out story. Anybody got an opposite one? Anybody got one that's really bad or somebody really did a terrible, well, I assume, gentlemen, where you did a terrible job.
Yeah.
Or Chloe, where somebody did a terrible job of asking you out. I've talked about this on the show before, but I want to open up with mine.
No, I just remember.
Which was really with my wife, where we dated for a couple of weeks. We broke up, got a new kind of sort of girlfriend girl I was dating. It wasn't official, though. Yeah, we were just going on dates.
Situationship.
Then at a winter formal dance when I was like 20 years old, you were in the room when this happened.
Oh, I know. I think I actually saw you talking. So
Had way too much to drink and went out on the balcony when I saw her leaving the girl that I took, by the way, following my wife out on the balcony, where I started to chain smoke cigarettes and tell her that we were clearly meant to be together and that she should like kiss me and she would know that she was in love with me. And my wife, who's very meek, you know, my wife, she's not a big like counterpuncher or anything. She's very feminine and like just amazing. She said in more colorful language than this, my wife's not a big on cursing. I don't think I've heard her curse since we got married. But anyway, she said, and I'll give you the PG version, "You're disgusting. This is disgusting. Leave me alone. If you want to date me ever again, you need to fix yourself. And then once you've done that, come and try again. I'm not here to fix you." Like, and it was the best thing that literally ever happened to me in my life.
Yeah.
Yes, was her being like, "You thing. Suck.
Get your crap together. Stuff together before you ask her out.
Ladies,
don't bring your problems.
Don't date a guy to fix them. You're not going to fix them, ladies."
Right. But, well, there is that. Like, you're not going to fix anyone, but if also, like, that's like that heresy where you have to be, like, perfect before you can approach God. Uh-huh. That's not true either. I mean, like, people grow. And so 100%. It's like, when you're dating someone, like, it's important to consider, like, all of their vices and virtues. Mm-hmm. But, like, there are vices that you can grow out of and vices that you can't. So it's important to differentiate between those.
If you go into a relationship with low standards, the relationship itself will be a low standard.
Oh, that's... Yeah, that's good.
I like that. Yeah, and girls, if you're somebody's girlfriend, you're their girlfriend, you're not their mom, right? Please don't... I've seen that. Mm-hmm. I've seen that on both sides, actually, where a guy's like, yeah, I can save her and whatever. And, like... noble idea, but also when we're talking about like from a Catholic dating perspective, dating is marriage tryouts, right?
Right, yeah.
But there are certain lines that we just need to say we're not going to cross early on, certain things we're not going
to talk about. Well, let me ask you this, because I think that this happened to both of us. What about your girlfriend's doing your laundry?
My wife's done my laundry.
Because at our school, that was the trend. Every girlfriend did all their men's laundry. Mm. It was
that's
the trend.
Horrible.
Dig into that car.
No, I would never do that. Even if I was engaged to someone, like, you don't live at their house.
Right.
And they're, like, they need to be able to take care of themselves.
He's a grown man.
He can handle his own.
He's a grown man.
He has to be able to, like, clean. Like, I'm sorry, you're not ready to date if you don't have a clean room, period.
I'll have to give some, I'll give a little context.
Period.
We all lived in a community.
Don't try to make it sound better, Joe.
No, I don't make it sound better because it's not like she came up. No one of the girlfriends came over to anybody's houses. We had a communal laundry room. And the women enjoyed doing the laundry. They actually got... I mean, that's what my wife said. She was like,
I loved it.
Rachel did.
She didn't like dislike it. I don't think she ever... I mean, my wife does all the laundry in the house now.
Yeah.
It was very much... It was a tiny community of like 120 people.
Yeah,
small. Too. But I get it. I'm still picking up what Chloe's putting down.
In that context, she's correct. Yeah. I agree.
Okay, I think you can make meals for each other, but I don't think that you should be like cleaning each other's houses.
Well, we weren't even allowed in each other's rooms.
No.
Yeah, that's like
we never entered the building. Yeah.
Like if you cook a meal together, like that's fine.
Oh, that's super fun.
Yeah, like, it's really
great, wholesome, cheesy, beautiful idea.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, that's a date idea that I was like thinking of. You can cook as well. I can cook some things, and I am willing to learn how to cook, especially because the girl I'm dating said she's big on like pastry desserts.
Heck
yeah. So she said her favorite dessert that she's ever had was like a cheesecake blueberry pie. I have been looking for a recipe because I want to take her on a date. First, I want to make her my favorite dessert, which is a Puerto Rican style flan. And I wanted to introduce her to that and also give her her favorite. And I wanted to see which one she likes better because I think flan is the best thing since sliced bread.
Cutesy pootsy, cheesy, wholesome goodness.
I kind of sneak in questions on dates that bring up date ideas. Like, what's your ideal date? Like, what would you love to do when you're by yourself outside in a park? And, like, I kind of get a feel for, like, what she likes to do and kind of try and get a date idea out of that. Not like asking her, what would you like to do a date, but like kind of indirectly figure out what she
would. My wife and I, on one of our first dates, we went to the World of Coca-Cola in Atlanta, and then we had a picnic outside of Sacred Heart Basilica down there where a wedding was just finishing up, and so we got to people watch the wedding and the bride and the groom. It was awesome.
So, putting those subliminal messages.
Yeah. Sidebar real quick.
This could be us in a year.
Sidebar real quick. What is, I think our listeners want to know, what is Puerto Rican flan? What makes it Puerto Rican style?
My abuela. She kind of...
Is she Puerto Rican?
Yes, she is.
Cool.
Despite our pasty skin, I'm trying to remember.
So she is Puerto Rican, but I can't remember if she was born in Puerto Rico or New York.
Mom was born in New York.
That's right. Okay, yes. My abuela and abuelo were born in Puerto Rico. And what makes it a Puerto Rican-style flan is instead of, like, using gelatin... for the flan, for like that kind of like jello like texture,
sure.
You use cream cheese instead and a lot of eggs.
Oh, yeah,
sounds phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot more firm, but it also melts in your mouth more.
Yeah, so actually, I want to segue off of something that you just said a minute ago, Luke. You were talking about questions that come up on the date, and you're like using that to feel out and come up with future ideas and things like that. You can tell me I'm wrong. But I'm not. I think that all the big, hard-hitting, like, cultural, religious, political questions, all of those are, like, first date questions. Those are all, like, the first few times you're around this person, getting to know them, talk about all, and I mean all the stuff. Once again, Chloe, like I said earlier from my Theology of the Body class, if you want, I'll take Stuart out. He can buy me wings and beer, and I'll ask him all the awkward questions about everything.
That's okay. I think I've done that.
You did it all? Awesome.
On our first date, I just started asking him, I was like, okay, very bluntly, how do you feel about this?
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, no, don't say this. Tell us what the things were.
Well, I asked him about how he felt about vaccines, about homeschooling.
Heck yeah.
About...
You're so cool. You're so cool.
About, like, things of that nature. The conversation just kept, like, devolving into, you know, whatever else. But it was mostly about, like, home life and, like, what do you think about these different things about raising children and... what it, you know.
Also, because why are you wasting your time?
Yeah.
Right? And why is he wasting his money and time on, like, continuing a relationship if you're eventually going to get to a block where you're like, oh, actually, there's no way I could ever see myself with someone who didn't believe. And that doesn't mean that you're marrying somebody after your first date, but it does mean that if there's any reason that there would not be someone you wanted in your life for the rest of your life, right, then cut your losses and just move on before you get all emotionally attached.
Well, and especially about children, like, it's really important that you agree about how to raise your children and, like, what to feed them, like, what kind of schooling they're going to do, what kind of, you know, medical attention they're going to get, all of that kind of thing, because, you know, your spouse is helping you raise them. And, like, you know, like, my parents used to argue about that kind of stuff all the time. And my parents have a wonderful, beautiful marriage. But, you know, like, they have very different opinions, and, you know, they got into multiple arguments about that. And, you know, my mom really didn't want us to be vaccinated, and my dad really did. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, well, you're going to have to take them. And so he did.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, we all got really sick because my mom has an autoimmune disease. And so you're not supposed to get vaccinated if you have a direct relative. Anyways, so then he was like, okay, like, all right, you know, like, okay, I feel a little bit, like, I agree with you a little bit more.
That's great, though. You know,
it's things like that. Like, you want to kind of get that sort of thing out of the way so that, like, you're not arguing when your kids are 7 years old, you know.
I want to cut in.
Go for it.
I believe we were talking about Chloe's story where a guy asked her out poorly.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about Luke, though, and I know his story, so I'm eager to hear it again because he said he had a good story.
Let's
about
do it.
How
do you want to tell it, Luke? I feel like you're being pressured right now.
I guess.
Just no names. Keep it anonymous.
Yeah, Susie. Her name's Susie.
Her name's Susie. Unless her name was Susie, then Emily.
So I'm not. I'm going to use a different one because I, for the life of me, can't remember the one you're thinking of.
That's fine.
But anyways, I kind of just like. We were kind of hanging out, and I would like to state for the record, this was like almost 6 years ago.
Little Luke.
Yeah. Much so smaller. Little me.
Sure.
We were like kind of at a public gathering and like, you know, with a bunch of friends and classmates and everything just out in public hanging out. We went to pizza. We did a bunch of stuff. And so we kind of just got to talking and kind of went for a walk a little bit. And in my stupidity, I assumed we were on our first date.
Great.
During okay. that
Perfect.
Talk.
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, and that was immediately
so
like...
So it's not like you asked her on a date, you just assumed it was a date.
We are on a date now. That was kind of my mindset. Yes, it was stupid. Yes, she was upset when I mentioned it. And yes, we didn't talk.
Okay, you can't leave us hanging like that. How did you mention it? We need to hear the reaction. Come on, give us the
We were just
kind
of talking, and she was like... she was like talking about like, you know, hanging out in the future. And I was like, yeah, I mean, we're already on our first date and I can just go ahead. And, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's what I said. Yeah. It was pretty bad.
Oh, no.
What did she say?
She was upset because she was a lot like Chloe here.
How upset? Like, wait, like she got screaming upset or?
No, she just kind of walked off in silence.
Oh, I feel
Luke,
like that's even worse.
I wish I could go back in time and like prevent
you,
this
right
and
ahead.
Like act like
no, I wish I could get
it
you
was
a
an
hug
emergency. I know, like right after you said,
no!
"Hey, we gotta go, buddy. Remember the thing," and then run off.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be like, "Dude, just block the number. Pretend like she doesn't exist. It's okay. Let's just let that burn off."
Right.
If you have a, if you've got a bad date story, please put it down in the comments below. As long as you're not driving, if you are driving, pull over your car immediately.
Slam it in
on the YouTube. If you have not subscribed, it's on or excuse me, it's a youtube.com/@honesttogod. That is the number 2 God and subscribe and then comment down below your worst dating story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I want to hold off on your worst one because it seemed like you had a good one, but then we kind of got off track. So I want to come back to yours like at the end though, because I do want to hit some of these other things we're talking about off air a minute ago. This goes into the questions, the important questions to ask early on thing. Thoughts on dating outside the faith? I have some really strong opinions and I'll keep those to myself and let you guys talk.
Okay.
So the girl I'm dating right now, she is not Catholic, but she's exploring becoming Catholic.
Flirt to convert, Luke.
Yeah. So I've kind of told her about it, and I've also mentioned church, and she says she likes going to the church she goes to. It's a non-denominational church over in Cartersville. And I cannot recommend St. Monica's Catholic Church enough. It is such a beautiful church.
It's amazing. I was at a wedding that Father Jack did yesterday.
My best friend and
yesterday.
Her husband go there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally yesterday I saw Father Jack.
Yep. And so I love that church so much. And ever since its renovation, it's become even more beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And so I keep on, Lauren, please go away. I keep on recommending like going to church, and she keeps on saying, you know, I'll think about it, but if I'm going to go to a Catholic church, I'll just go to the one that my cousin goes to nearby. Cause it is a bit of a drive for her.
Yeah,
it's like
an
2 hours.
Oh, 2 hours.
Away.
Sure.
Yeah. I was thinking Cartersville there.
So I was kind of thinking like, maybe one day I would bite the bullet, go and pick her up kind of early in the morning and drive her and then kind of spend the day afterwards on a date. So kind of, yeah, like you said, flirt to convert. I think it's okay if like my dad said if they're at least Christian, but I kind of have a rule as well. Don't date CCs, and CC is abbreviation for cosplay Catholics.
Oh, interesting.
Cosplay Catholics are people that are literally like, you know, they're
you
the
mean
holiday
like
Catholics.
Culturally Catholic.
Christmas, Easter Mass,
oh, yeah,
that's
okay.
it. But they live an incredibly...
Which is like 90% of Catholic.
Yeah. Like,
oh, I know a lot about this because I went to Catholic school.
They go to
Sorry.
Parties.
You can't stand those people.
They wear the label of Catholic as jewelry, or as just get
clout.
Yeah, or clout, exactly, to be inclusive. But yeah, don't date cosplay Catholics. I found out on our first date that she is seriously thinking about the Catholic Church.
I mean, I would say it's probably a much better idea to date someone who's very serious about their Protestant
yes.
Christianity than someone who claims to be Catholic but isn't. I'll let anybody else share their opinions on dating outside the faith.
You touched just a teensy bit on Catholic education, and I wanted to point out that I actually talked to a priest who was actually a friend of mine, and I talked to him and I said, I want to start dating, but I want to know your opinion on dating people even if they're outside of the Catholic faith, or even Christian faith at that point. And he says, if you seriously consider dating someone who is not Christian or Catholic, which, and he said, which I strongly recommend you pray for. Know your faith well.
Sure.
Educate yourself before you go into someone. Like, because we all, I think we can all agree that if we're planning to date someone who isn't Christian or Catholic, our ultimate goal should be to convert, flirt to convert.
I would argue that you absolutely shouldn't even consider marrying them unless they convert. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, my parents, like, when my parents got married, my dad was not Catholic.
Yeah, same here.
And, you know, he had been married before, so he had to go through the annulment process. Sure. So that, like, played a large part in him becoming Catholic. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, in my opinion, it's not ideal to date outside of the Catholic Church, especially if you're a woman. And I only say that, that's going to sound like some, that's going to piss some people off.
No, I love it. I want to hear more about
gonna
it.
That's going to be like, anyway. That's going to sound misogynistic. But the man is supposed to be the leader of your relationship, sure. Especially spiritually once you get married. Like, the man is the head of the household. Well, the man is the spiritual head of the household.
I will say, he's not supposed to be. He is.
He is.
Ontologically, even if he's bad at it. That doesn't make mom the head. That means he sucks at his job.
Right, mm-hmm. Yes. Right. So, like, you know, when you're in that position, especially as a woman, it's really easy, not because you're not strong in your faith, but it's easy to be led astray because you're naturally inclined to want to follow the man that you're with. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you have to look for someone who has a really strong faith and who is very devout and who's a good Catholic. And that's my opinion.
I actually have a pretty embarrassing story.
Great.
I almost started dating a Wiccan. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, a witch.
Yeah.
An occultist. Yeah.
I almost started dating them, but then super I found out that she was too far gone in her political beliefs that I could ever salvage
any hope.
Had you met this girl before you almost started dating her?
We played Dungeons and Dragons together.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's probably one of the worst places for dating.
What do you mean?
Some of our friends like D&D.
Sorry. I know, Nick.
Nick.
And, we parted on good terms. And then, she thought my ideals were too harsh. I thought her ideals were too harsh. So we just had to separate.
Yeah, that's a good call.
It's easy to fall into a savior complex, though.
So I think what's been established is if you're even considering dating somebody outside of your faith, know how to justify and prove your beliefs beforehand.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But faith is also an internal turning of your soul. And so, like, everyone is still, you know, like, their own person. And so, even if you are super good at apologetics and you can convince beyond belief, like, you may still not even convince someone.
Right.
And so it's better to just, like, I wouldn't say it's better to just give up and, like, you know, because we're called to evangelize, but, mm-hmm. I mean, you shouldn't just say, oh, well, that person's pretty, so they should be saved.
Right. You know? I totally agree. I think if you have radically pretty different privileged. Religious or political beliefs, it's not a good idea. I just don't think it's a good idea. I think, once again, because dating is marriage tryouts, essentially, and
you don't want to waste each other's time.
Yeah, and if you can't come together on basic stuff, what you risk is letting sort of that emotional side overcome the logical side, and then all of a sudden, 10 years later, 10 years and 4 kids later, you're like, oh my gosh, all the fundamental things that I think are, like, the most important in life, this person who I'm bound to till I die disagrees with, and now we're gonna have this fight over the kids and everything. Yeah.
And I said that thing about, you know, women looking for a strong man, mm-hmm. but men also, like, if you plan to have your wife stay at home and homeschool, mm-hmm. you know, which is great, she's gonna be teaching your kids theology.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, I mean, she should be, like, very strongly Catholic if you want your kids to have a good foundation of faith. And, like, if you are not marrying someone who has a good, you know, foundation, like, your kids are not either.
It's literally a disservice to your children.
It's a disservice to your future children, and, you know, they might leave the faith, or they might, you know, stray away, and you don't want that, because then you have to, you know, you have to attest for that in front of God when you die.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think that's too strong a language, right. Actually. I'm totally on board. Jake, you had a question off air. You were saying that you wanted to dig into sort of overcoming social obstacles. I think that's a big one.
I think that was what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so overcoming social obstacles. So when I think, like, one of the social obstacles that I have encountered that actually kept me from asking somebody out was an age gap.
Oh, interesting.
Age gap, such as there was this girl.
How big was it?
5 years.
That's not bad.
How old are you?
Ridiculous. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
How old are you?
I was 23. It was like earlier. It was like.
Was she 18 or 28?
Huh?
Was she 18 or 28?
She was 18.
Okay.
I don't think that's bad.
Okay. Yeah,
you're 19 and he's 25.
Okay, I've had coworkers, I have friends that say, "Why are you dating someone that's so young? Like, you know when you were 19, she was like 15. That's weird." I have people keep on saying
and she's currently not.
We live in the present. I don't know.
And
I mean, there's definitely a point where it's weird, mm-hmm. right? You can definitely be so far apart that it's strange.
Yeah.
I think, and you can tell me I'm crazy, but the litmus test that I heard forever ago, I forget whoever said it, but it was half your age plus seven.
Half your age plus seven.
If it's younger than that, then it's weird. Everybody's doing math now.
Yeah, I can't. I'm like really bad at it.
No, that works. That works. Yeah. No, it does. It does.
Half your age plus seven.
Yeah, it does. You're right there.
I still have to. So my minimum is 17 years old. I would have to wait.
No, you should. Yeah, 18. It's gonna. We're gonna put an 18 cap there, buddy.
I mean, and like once you get into like your early 20s, like college age, I think people in college, like freshmen and seniors in college, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's a big deal, especially because women mature faster than men.
Yes.
And that's scientifically
correct. 100%.
If you're, like, really concerned about it, you just need to assess whether or not this person is as mature as you and is in the same place, like, in life as you.
Right.
Because even if you're in different places, like, she's in school, you're working, or you're working, she's in school, like, I said the same thing twice. But you know what I mean. Like, vice versa. Even if one way or the other. If you're not in the same place spiritually, emotionally, mentally, then, like, you know, that's your biggest problem and not really, like...
I think state in life is the big one. And I think a lot of us get, when we talk about the age thing, what we think about is, like, high school relationships. And it's, like, clearly a senior and a freshman is weird.
Yeah.
But when we're both adults, right?
You're both adults. You're both in college. You're, like,
it's so state in life. Like, even my friends right now, I've got a lot of friends, and they're, like, 50s and 60s and stuff, 20 years older than me, because... they have kids my kids' ages. We hang out. It's not weird. It becomes,
in the same stage.
Now, I know we've been talking about a lot of, like, fundamental, big picture things when it comes to relationships. What do you guys think about, like, smaller things? Like, do you think you guys should share more hobbies than you don't share hobbies? Like, do you think you should have more in common than you do not in common?
I don't think it's, like, sharing in hobbies. I think it's more or less... if they have an interest, take interest in that interest.
Hmm.
I think people worry about that too much.
I agree.
I think
my wife and I don't like a lot of the things like that the other one likes. She's super big into baking and gardening. I really like hunting and I like the animal stuff. And so it's actually kind of nice. Like, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm like, all about her doing it.
So you think contrasting is good?
Yeah, you should have
about little things. There's no issue.
About little things, yeah.
Obviously, right? Contrast if my wife were like a Muslim. Yeah, that would not be a good contrast. But in regards to the little stuff,
like,
I think it's
hobbies,
great.
I think it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. I think that as long as you like the person, you're going to like whatever they do. You're going to take enjoyment in the fact that they take enjoyment in something.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about, and we're almost out of time, we've only got a few minutes left, and I want to get to your bad breakup.
Oh,
we're going to end the episode.
Right.
But first, we talked about this off air a second ago. When a girl says she just wants to be friends, believe her. Don't keep knocking on that door.
Yeah, don't be like outside her window singing, "Hey, pretty girl, I wanna be your boyfriend."
Thank you.
Yes.
Unless your name's Julian Saviano, and then but that's,
did you do that?
I didn't sing, but Rachel said she wanted to be friends, and I said, "Well, that's beyond what I'm willing to do."
Okay, well, that's different. Mm-hmm. That's different. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Right. Julian and Rachel were already really good, like best friends. When Julian confessed that he liked her.
Sure.
Okay? That's different because usually in that situation, someone's afraid that the friendship is going to, like, be ruined. Usually, if a guy and a girl are, like, really close and they like each other, They already like each other. Like, they like each other. Okay? They just don't want to admit that because they don't want their friendship to change. And that's obviously not true in
they
all
have
cases.
That fear of losing
but
a person.
You don't want to lose your best friend. You don't want to lose your really close friend. You know? That's the problem. If you ask a girl out and she... And you're not, like, that close. You've, you know, hung out in big groups. And she's like, oh, I'd still like to be friends. She's like... She doesn't want to be friends with you.
No, I totally agree. That's what I said off air. And I thought it was kind of harsh. I said, that means that you should probably never talk to that girl ever again.
Yeah, never talk to her ever again.
That's okay. That is okay.
Maybe give it, like, 5 months. And then you can just, like, wave...
If a year later you guys are still in the same friend circles and it seems like she's warmed back up to you, maybe like after a year or more, there's obvious signs you can try again. Don't try again the next week.
No, she's
not playing hard to get. She doesn't like you. Go away.
I will say word for word the text I sent her after she said she wanted to be friends. I said, that's great. I love that you want to be friends with me. But just like Jillian said, that's beyond what I want our relationship to be. I want to date you. But since you don't want that, I'll respect your wishes. But the thing is, I will feel uncomfortable being friends. So I think it would be best for the both of us if we just, you know, just kind of break this up.
I think that's probably the most mature way to handle
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So unfortunately we are, at time. So we are going to have, the extended version of Chloe's story on the YouTube. But that's all the time we have for today, guys. Thanks so much for being here. I can do this for hours. Super fun. Guys at home, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This has been Honest to God, a production of The Quest, Atlantis Catholic Radio. Producer Julian.
Signing off.
Over and out.
This has been Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults on AM 1160 The Quest.